guys are interested in talking about mortgage lending, this is the person to talk to. Linda Clampett from CU Members Mortgage. How's it going, Linda?
It's going good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How is the show? It looks busier than ever.
It is busy. There's lots of people. We've had a good show so far.
Excellent.
A lot of people really interested in what's going on in our world, mortgage lending.
No doubt.
Especially with TRID.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a big trend. So everybody in October started on TRID, the new regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, how's that going? Let's talk about that for a second.
It's been painful.
Oh.
So, you know, I think anybody who tells you it hasn't been painful is I'm not sure how close to the fire they are. But it's been painful for a lot of the LOS vendors.
Mm-hmm.
It's been painful for us as mortgage lenders.
Mm-hmm.
I think Encompass came out, or Ellie Mae came out last week and said their studies show that it's added about 4 to 10 working days on the average transaction.
Goodness.
So, yeah, everybody's working with it. It's really important you get all of your numbers correct about 10 days prior to closing,
yeah.
And then nothing can change, or you don't want anything to change so that you're not issuing multiple CDs at the end. So,
okay.
You know, it's just a different philosophy in the long run. I think we'll see some tweaks. It's one of the things we're here talking to credit unions about, is really getting involved in the MBA, the Mortgage Action Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Making their voice heard, hiking the hill, talking about the changes that need. But we need some tweaks to it. We need some clarification. There's still a lot of gray areas. So trying to talk about those things and make an impact there where they can come in and do a little bit better job of tweaking the rule and clarifying and talk to quite a few of the LOS vendors that are here to see what they're doing and what the impact has been on them. And they're still making changes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, as it's rolling out and affecting everybody.
It sounds like such a moving target, you know? I mean, even with the rates, you know, doing this all the time.
Right.
And I can imagine working in your industry and just trying to keep everything. It must be kind of dizzying, especially, I mean, even for you, but for credit unions as well. And you guys are there to help educate them and what's going on, what's the right thing to do, what's the right thing not to do.
Right. And so, it's a little bit the shoes on the other foot, you know, where most of us, credit unions included, are used to having the title company prepare the settlement statement. And so it's a little bit different and challenging when all of a sudden we can't get a title company to call us back, because we have to prepare it now. So that's it's just kind of a whole epiphany and change of perspective into how that whole transaction works, and keeping the focus on the member and making sure everything's moving forward. In the long run, it's nice for the members to get their final figures ahead of time.
Indeed.
You just don't want to stretch that process out and make it longer.
Right.
You want to try to build those into your processes. And
well, like
sure
all those solutions, we're trying to make things more streamlined, make things more efficient, but it sounds like it's making it
harder.
More of a drawn-out process.
Right, it really is. And so that's one of the main focal points we want to make an impact here in Washington. You know, sometimes there's unintended consequences, and that certainly is one of them.
Gotcha. All right. So we already talked about some of the trends that you're talking about. TRID, obviously, the rest of the show.
Tell
me about rates.
Yeah,
I mean, this is...
I have given up. Not that I ever was a very good predictor of interest rates, but I've given up. So they raised the Fed rate here a couple months ago, and we've actually seen rates go down. I think the primary driver of that's been oil.
Okay. Oh, I see. Gotcha.
The drop in pricing of oil. But, you know, rates are running 3 3/8, 3.5 on a 30-year fixed right now.
Okay.
We're not seeing I got asked yesterday, how much of a little mini run are you seeing on refinances? Not seeing a lot of that, a little bit. A lot of the general public does not know rates have gone down.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until just 5 minutes ago you told me.
So, you know, we need somebody like Oprah. Usually if they say it on the morning shows or Oprah says it, then everybody knows.
Then everybody knows.
You know, they've actually come down. So we are seeing some play, especially in, you know, some of the states like a Nevada or the Phoenix area or maybe Florida even.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jill was saying up in New Jersey, they're seeing a little bit where maybe people were undervalued. Last time that they could take advantage of refinancing, it just didn't make sense for them, or they were unable to.
Right.
So we are seeing a little bit of play on that, where they're able to now, where values have stabilized somewhat, and they're taking advantage. But, you know, most everybody that can refi has refi.
Yeah, that was a big trend.
So the refis we're seeing are hard loans.
Yeah.
really having to work through self-employed borrowers mm-hmm. or unusual situations mm-hmm. that we're having to document. So we'll see. We had Fannie Mae in yesterday for a get-together that we had with a lot of our credit unions. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked, had heard, Carlin Roy from TAPCO, she's the CEO there in Tacoma Credit Union, she had heard that rates were going to go down to 2% by the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
I had not heard that. So we're going to see if that prediction. But she wanted to know how much we thought we'd have a refi run if they went all the way down to 2.
Here we go again.
I know.
Gosh.
So, and everybody says it's not possible.
Oh, okay. Wrap-up question here, based on what you just said. What advice do you have for credit unions based on all the information you just said? I mean, is it just kind of like, hold on tight and...
What advice I have is to stay focused on production.
Okay.
You know, we have really seen the credit unions, and rightfully so, they have gotten so focused on regulation and rolling out the new regulations, HMDA's changing now, and all of those things are really critically important, okay. And you've got to do it right.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a partner, you have somebody that's helping you mm-hmm. to do that. But what we've really seen is, talking to Fannie Mae yesterday, really slow on getting the 97 Home Path product out. People are so focused on regulation, they're not focusing on new products, what's available, what will help their member, what will drive production out there. So I really think we've got to get back on, you know, we're entering the springtime, home buying season. You know, what is new and different out there that will differentiate your credit union from maybe what some mm-hmm. other players are out there doing. Mm-hmm. So I think we really have got to stay focused. Realtors, what are you doing to promote and develop realtor relationships? Mm-hmm. Those types of things. But the things that drive production and the things that are good for members, we need to start focusing back on that and less on compliance and being so down in the weeds. I think.
I agree. Great message to end on. Linda, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was nice to see
Always
you.
Always a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you so much for all the information. You're a wealth of information.
Well,
I enjoy
you.
Talking to you about this stuff. So very
I appreciate
cool.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
and thank you
time.
For the news about the race going down.
Yes, you're welcome.